弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们在主日的清晨可以来到主的殿中，我们一起来敬拜神。
On this Sunday morning, we can come to the Lord's house to worship together.
那我们今天继续来看以弗所书。
Let's continue with the book of Ephesians.
那在以弗所书这个系列，我们讲到后边第四章、第五章开始。
And in this series, beginning with chapter 4 and chapter 5,
那么就有很多实际方面的应用。
There are many practical applications.
我们讲到过这个在信徒在教会生活当中是应该怎样。
It talks about how a Christian should live in the church.
那么我们也讲到信徒个人的生活应该是怎样。
It also talks about how Christian as individuals, how should they live.
那今天我们来看以弗所书第五章，则讲到是家庭里面夫妻关系的问题。
And today, as we go into chapter 5, it talks about the relationship between a husband and a wife.
所以这些方面的应用是非常实际的。
And these applications are very practical.
可以关系到我们每个人的现实的生活。
It concerns our day-to-day living.
那特别是现在这个社会，那么婚姻的问题，那是几乎是你常常会碰到的。
Especially in today's world, the problem with marriage that we encounter all the time.
那我们怎么样能够在神的话语上能够接受这方面的教导？
And how can we accept God's teaching regarding marriage?
那么可能你都听过很多的讲座，关于怎么样去这个婚姻方面的啊。
Maybe you have attended many workshops on marriage.
你也很多专家来跟你讲。说这个婚姻呢，应该是怎么样才能更好
？And many experts would teach you how to better your marriage life.
但是今天我们一起呢来看神的话语。
Now today, let us look into God's word.
所以在开始之前，我们先来读这段经文啊，是在以弗所书第五章。
Let's first read this passage. It's in Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章22节到32节。到三十三节
beginning with verse 22 until verse 33.
如果你有圣经的话，就请你打开圣经，在新约圣经的以弗所书第五章22节到33节。
So please open your Bible and turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33.
那我来读中文，裴师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese and Mrs. Petal will read in English.
好，大家找好，我们一起来读啊。
Let's read together.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无沾污、皱褶、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, for that it should be holy.And without blemish.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样。
For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord, the church.
因我们是他身上的肢体。
For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and he shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh.
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband.
Yeah. 所以这一段关于夫妻关系方面的教导啊，是圣经里讲的非常清楚的。
So this passage concerning the relationship between husband and wife is very clearly stated in the Bible.
但是也是有很多争议的。
But it's also full of controversies.
因为这段经文讲得很清楚明白，这个主题就是，那么丈夫应该怎么做呢？丈夫应该爱妻子。
And the main thing talks about the husband should love their wives.
那妻子应该怎么样呢？应该顺服丈夫。
And the wives, they should submit to their husbands.
那我们知道教会里面姐妹都比较多一点哈。
And we know that in the church, there are more sisters than brothers.
那我们在中国讲到妇女能顶什么？半边天。
In China, we talk about the women can hold up half of the sky.
那何止半边天啊，很多我们姐妹在家里面都要撑起来一个天的，是不是？
And we can see many, many women hold up the whole sky in their family.
所以一讲到说要顺服丈夫，
so when the Bible talks about submit yourself to your husband, it's so difficult.
很多人以为啊，这个圣经嘛是以前2000年写的，这个大概不适用我们现在这社会了。
And many people think that the Bible was written about 2000 years ago,It should not relate to our society today.
很多人也不把这段经文就当回事的了。
So some people don't deal with this passage very seriously.
他说陈牧师啊，这婚姻的东西我们都听了很多了。
So Pastor Chen Hui, so much about marriages.
我们都懂。
We understand all.
但是呢，你不需要再讲了。
So you don't need to talk about it anymore.
你讲了也是这样子哈。
So it will be the same after you speak about it.
以前有一个牧师在教会里面就讲这段经文，讲妻子应该怎么样顺服丈夫。
Once there was a pastor preaching on this passage, and he said, you know, the wife should submit to the husbands.
结果他刚刚到家之后，电话就响了，有个姐妹就打电话找他。
And when he got home, his phone rang, and the sister was calling him.
他说牧师啊，你讲这妻子顺服丈夫我就听得不太明白啊。
And so she said, you know, Pastor, I don't quite understand why you talk about the wife should submit to the husband.
你说我为什么要顺服他，我哪点比他差？
Why should I submit to my husband? I'm better than he is.
我为什么都要听他的？
Why should I listen to him?
他也不会全对的嘛哈。
And he's not always right.
而这个姐妹哩哩啦啦一下讲了2个小时啊。
And she talked to me for about 2 hours, to this pastor for about 2 hours.
这牧师电话举着哈，这个手也累了哈。这脖子也酸了哈。
So the pastor's arms got tired, you know, his neck also got sore.
我想他以后可能在教会不敢再讲怎么样去顺服了。
So she probably would choose not to speak on this subject anymore.
其实呢，虽然这个教导是2000年写的，我觉得神给我们教导这个基本的原则是没有变的。
So even though this passage was written 2000 years ago, I think the principle is not changed.
当然以前那个时代妇女的地位很低，夫妻间的互动跟现在不太一样。
But of course, back then, you know, the women have very low social status, so the interaction between husband and wife were different.
但是最基本的神的教导的原则是没有改变的。
But the basic teaching of God's word doesn't change.
所以我们很多现在社会上很多的婚姻的问题，就是因为我们不听神的话。
And many, many of the marriage problems stem from not listening to God's word.
所以啊，我们今天呢，就先来讲我这个次序到的。你看圣经里是先讲的妻子怎么顺服丈夫，对不对
？So today I'm going to change the order. The Bible first talk about the wife submitting, but I'm going to reverse the order today.
我们先讲这个星期讲丈夫怎么样爱妻子。
So I'm going to first talk about how should a husband love their wives.
那下个星期我们再讲妻子怎么样去顺服丈夫。
And next week I will talk about how the wife should love,
不然我
obey the husband.
如果讲妻子顺服没有讲好的话，今天中午我们都没有午饭吃的了。
If I didn't speak to your heart for the woman, then we should not have, we wouldn't be able to have lunch today.
啊我们先来看丈夫怎么样去爱妻子。
So first of all, let us take a look of how the husband should love their wife.
为 为什么圣经讲丈夫要爱妻子？
Why does the Bible tell the husband to love their wife?
难道这个妻子也不应该爱丈夫吗？
Shouldn't the wife also love the husband?
为什么圣经在讲到妻子的时候没有讲到说你去爱丈夫啊？
Why the Bible didn't mention concerning the wives to love their husband?
那么讲到丈夫的时候特别说你一定要爱妻子。
But when he talks about the husband, he emphasized the love that he has for his wife.
所以所有的男士们，这是我们的软弱啊，弱点啊。
So all men out there, this is your weakness.
我们要情感专一啊，这不太容易的事情啊。
It's hard for us to devote our affection to one person.
你知道结婚之前呢，一般都是男生去追女生、女孩子，对不对？
Because before the marriage, it's usually the guy who pursue after the woman.
但是一般结婚之后的话呢，这个啊，男生的这个态度就有点消极了哈。
But after they get married, the man's attitude becomes a little bit reduced.
革命已经成功，老婆已经到手了哈。
He's already got his wife. What else does he have to do?
有的时候我们在婚姻当中就不再去努力了。
So we stop working for our marriage.
所以很少的男生啊会把家庭放在第一位的。
So very few men would put a family on the first priority.
他可能是他的事业啊，他的什么其他的事情啊，是这样子。我们很容易
His career and other things took priority.
很容易把其他的事情放的比家庭或者你的妻子啊会更重要哈。
It's very easy to put other things more important than your family and your wife.
所以今天我们来看丈夫爱妻子这个主题的，我们首先从三个方面来看哈。
So for today, as we look at husband, how should them love their wives? We'll look from three aspects.
所以我们先来看到底什么是丈夫的爱。
First of all, what is a husband's love?
这个看起来很简单的问题，其实一点都不简单。
It looks simple, but it's not easy.
然后我们再来看为什么丈夫要来爱妻子。
And the second, we will look at how why must a husband be devoted to his wife.
然后最后我们再来看说，圣经告诉我们丈夫应该怎么样去爱妻子。
And lastly, we will look at how does a husband love his wife.
所以圣经里讲到丈夫要爱妻子，那到底什么是丈夫的爱呢
？So first of all, what is a husband's love?
爱这个词啊。已经被我们这个世界用烂掉了。
The term love is very much abused.
所以男女之间的爱啊，已经降低到什么一个程度呢？就是之间男女之间的交合了，我们就管那个叫爱。
So the love in our world has been reduced to just between a man and woman and their intercourse.
实际上，夫妻之间的爱可不仅仅是那个哎。
But the love between husband and wife is more than that.
我们常常看到电影电视里面会看到男女之间去约会哈。
How many times we see the movies and the TV, you know, how they date?
常常他们会到一个非常浪漫的地方去用晚餐，对不对？
They will eat a very romantic dinner at a very romantic place.
然后晚餐之后呢，或者到很漂亮的这个海滩啊边上，或者是花园什么地方去走一走。
So after dinner, they will take a walk by the beach or in a garden.
哎，这可是他们第一次见面哈。
That's their first date.
然后这个男士呢，要有绅士的风度，要把这个女孩子送回家哈。
And then the man would act very gentlemanly, so he will take the woman home.
然后在那个门口，那个女的就会娇滴滴的说：“你要不要进来喝杯咖啡呀？”
And then at the door, the girl would say, "Oh, would you like to come in for a little cup of coffee?"
那个男生就受宠若惊的就进去了哈。那下面我们
is thrilled, then he would go in.
然后我们就说这他们两个人怎么样 fall in love?
So then they fall in love.
所以这就是我们电视啊电影常常这里给我们这个教育说这就是爱情了。
So this is an education from our media that this is love.
但是圣经里的爱可不仅如此啊。
But the love mentioned in the Bible is more than that.
我们看这一段经文里只有12节，这个爱这个词啊，一共出现了八次之多。
In this passage, there are 12 verses, but the word love appeared 8 times.
从第25节就开始说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
Beginning with verse 25, it says, husbands, love your wives.
一直到第33节。
Until verse 33.
说这八次当中呢，有四次是讲到夫妻之爱。
And among these 8 times of love, 4 times is concerning the love between a husband and a wife.
那么三次是讲到自身的爱。
And 3 times talk about love yourself.
一次是讲到基督的爱。
And one time it talks about the love of Christ.
那希腊文里有很多的字来表达爱这个词。
In the Greek language, there are several different words to define love.
所以跟英文和中文是不一样的。
So it's different from English and Chinese.
所以这里面他用的爱这个词叫 agape.
And the word used in this passage is agape.
是一种最高程度的爱。
It's the highest level of love.
那么这里面讲到丈夫对妻子的爱的时候，保罗是用什么来比喻呢？用基督怎么样去爱教会。
So when he talks about the love of a husband for his wife, he talks about the love Christ has for the church.
所以这种爱啊，所以夫妻之间的爱啊，是一种最高程度的人类的爱。
So the love between husband and wife is the highest level among all human love.
可是我们的文化已经把它降低到一种非常低级的一个程度。
But our culture has reduced it to a very, very low level of love.
所以从圣经来讲，丈夫对妻子的爱是一种，应该是一种无私的爱。
So from a biblical perspective, the love of a husband for his wife should be a selfless love.
应该是一种没有条件的爱。
It's an unconditional love.
应该是为了对方的益处而发出的爱。
It's a love for the goodness of the other.
如果你的爱是有条件的话，
So if your love is conditional,
这个爱不能长久的。
And this love will not last long.
哎，我们知道你喜欢你这个一个女孩子，因为她什么？因为她长得比较漂亮哈。
So if you look at a girl, you think, oh, she's pretty.
我告诉你啊，那过几十年的话，她满脸都变成皱纹了，你还爱她吗？
So would you still love her if she has lots of wrinkles?
她不再漂亮了。
She's no longer appealing.
这就是有条件的爱。
So this is conditional love.
哎，有人爱这个女孩子，因为她什么？因为她很会讲话。哎呀，讲话像小鸟一样的哈。
Some people love a girl because she talks well.
Yeah. 但是你结婚之后，你。哎呀，好烦呐！这个唠唠叨叨的，真受不了。
But after get married, she says, "Oh, she nags too much."
Yeah, 所以这些爱是有条件的爱哈。
So this kind of love is conditional.
那你如果有条件的爱，这种不能持久的。
It doesn't last long.
这种不是圣经里面所讲的爱。
So this is not the kind of love the Bible talks about.
圣经里讲到丈夫怎么样爱妻，就像刚才我们的诗歌唱的。
So the love the Bible talks about a husband for his wife is just like the song we just did.
爱是忍耐
，Love is patient，
而且是什么？是恒久的忍耐。
And love is long suffering。
所以做丈夫的，你要不光是爱你妻子的优点，你要也知道她的缺点。
So the husband, not only do you love your husband's strength, you also need to understand and love her weakness。
所以一个婚姻可以成功啊，不是因为你。这个他的优点你有多么喜欢哈
So a marriage that can succeed is not how much strength they have.
是那个缺点你有多少程度可以忍耐的
But how much you can endure or tolerate their weakness.
所以爱有不同的层次
So there are different levels of love.
可以说有三个不同的层次
I can say there are three different levels.
一个层次呢叫身体方面的层次
One is a physical.
然后呢是情感方面的层次
And the one is emotional.
那么最高的程度是你属灵灵性方面的层次
And then the highest level is concerning your spiritual
所以这个低层次的爱不是不重要但是不是唯一的
The low level of love is not that it's not important but it's not the only kind of love
那么夫妻之间也要彼此怎么样照顾到对方感情方面的需要
So husband and wife should also take care of their emotional needs
所以当我们放松了不再去努力的时候
So when we let go, when we don't try hard,
那夫妻之间谈话就变成了每天都是说啊，我们吃什么，我们做什么，孩子怎么样啊，都是这样的一些事。
So your dialogue will become, oh, what shall we eat? What shall we do? How are the kids?
所以当孩子离开家之后，夫妻两个人就你看着我，我看着你，就会怎么样？就会觉得突然间有很多的失落感。
So when the children left home, you know, they can just look at each other, and all of a sudden they felt a sense of loss.
所以爱要追求这种不同层次的层次上面的进步
So for the love between husband and wife You should continue to pursue the different level Move up to a higher level
所以圣经里面讲的爱爱是一种付出的
So the love the Bible talks about is a love that gives
所以有统计数字表明哈
The statistics show
所以有些这个一对的男女朋友他们结婚之前如果他们知道说我结婚我是要为了对方有什么好照顾对方的什么的 方面的话，他们的婚姻常常会比较成功。
So, if the husband and wife before they get married, they understand that to get married, I need to care for the other person. If they understand that, their marriage would be more successful.
如果我结婚之前呢，这男女方面就是我结了婚，我希望从婚姻中得到什么好处给我自己的。
But if someone gets married and think, "Oh, what can I gain from this marriage?"
那结果发现他们结婚之后，他们对婚姻呢？的满意程度是最低的。
And they found that after they get married, that satisfactory level is the lowest.
所以，做丈夫的爱妻子就是有一种愿意付出我们的爱。
So the love a husband has for his wife should be a love that gives.
Yeah, 所以这里讲到说，什么是做一个丈夫的爱
？So what is a husband's love? The Bible tells us
是一种高层次的爱。
It's a high level.
是包括了三个层次：身体、情感。和灵性方面
includes all physical, emotional, and spiritual.
那后面我们再来看，那为什么丈夫要来爱妻子呢
？Next, let's see why should a husband love his wife.
这个听起来好像很简单的问题哈。
This sounds a very simple question.
但是圣经告诉我为什么要爱？首先，我们看到希腊文里讲到丈夫要爱妻子，这是一个命令句。
We see, first of all, in the Greek language, when a husband should love his wife, it's an imperative case, it's a command.
所以，爱妻子是神给我们的命令。
So to love the wife is a command from God.
可能有人觉得不太舒服。
Some people may not feel comfortable.
说我爱不爱的，怎么能被人家命令呢
？He said, whether I love or not, I cannot be commanded.
但是你要知道，神给我们的命令。都是为了我们的益处、啊、
But the command God gives us is for our benefit.
那么之所以我们有婚姻这个制度就是因为神设立的这个婚姻的体系
The reason we have the institutional marriage is because God set it up.
所以这个婚姻就是靠神的命令来维持的
And this marriage is upholden by God's command.
如果没有神的命令的话我们就没有办法有今天的这个婚姻的制度。
Without God's command, we will not be able to still establish this marriage institution.
那么，维持婚姻也是靠着神的命令。
And to maintain marriage is also by the command of God.
这个命令就告诉我们，我们做这个丈夫的一定要爱妻子。
And this command says the husband should love their wife.
所以啊，这个在婚姻里面，我们怎么样？能够让这个婚姻能够可行哈，那就是说要靠双方的那个努力。
So how can a marriage work? It's because husband and wife both need to work together.
所以不论你是基督徒还不是基督徒，不论你相信神还是不相信神
，Whether you're a Christian or not, whether you believe in God or not,
这个都是最基本的道理。
This is a very simple truth.
丈夫要爱妻子
，A husband should love his wife.
所以你能做到这一点的话。即使你不是基督徒，你的婚姻同样会得到神的祝福。
If you're not, even if you're not a Christian, if you can do this, your marriage will work.
那作为基督徒的话
，But for Christians,
我们就应该能够做得更好。
We should do better.
因为我们有神更多的恩典。
Because we have much more of God's grace.
Yeah, 所以这个爱妻子是个命令，是为了我们的益处。
So to love your wife is a command from God. It's for our good.
Yeah, 以前有个人他学习开飞机哈。
Once there was a man who learned to fly the airplane.
那他第一次呢？他学会了之后，他第一次自己开飞机上天的时候，哈。
So when he learned how to fly, and the first time he took flight.
啊，他开的当然是小型飞机了，他有两个引擎的。
It's a small personal plane. It has two engines.
哎，结果那天非常的不巧，哈。
But by accident.
这个他这个飞机上了天之后，他其中一个引擎呢？他就失灵了，他怎么样能够工作
？So when the plane took off, one of the engines failed.
所以地面上他就跟地面的联系，地面上给他的指令就是什么？你赶快飞回来。
So he connected with the control tower, and they told him to fly back right away.
因为这个飞机是设计是两个引擎在工作的。
Because this plane was designed for two engines to work at the same time.
当你有一个引擎失火不能工作，这个飞机已经不能正常飞行。
So when one engine failed, the airplane cannot function.
所以他要赶快的返回来。
So he has to return immediately.
不过还算是幸运，他就平安的降落了。
But fortunately, he landed safely.
所以这就告诉我们一个道理。
So this teaches one simple truth.
说要让一个家庭可以这样正常的可以运转哈。
For family to operate to function normally.
所以这两个引擎呢，这丈夫跟妻子都得怎么样？都得可以怎么样？可以正常工作的。
These two engines, a husband and a wife, they should function well together.
所以当我们有一个引擎不能正常工作，这个家庭就没有办法可以正常工作。
So when engine fails, the family cannot function well.
所以遵守神的命令是神给我们的祝福。
So to obey God's command will become God's blessing for us.
所以耶稣也说，你们若爱我就会怎么样？就要遵守我给你们的命令。
So Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandments.
那么第二个原因，为什么圣经要嘱咐我们丈夫一定要爱妻子的
？And the second reason the Bible commands us to for the husband to love the wife，
那是因为说你爱妻子怎么样，就是爱你自己了。
It's because the Bible says when you love your wife, you love yourself。
因为你如果爱妻子的话，英文怎么讲 ？You do yourself a favor。
The Bible says if you love your wife。你给自己一个 好的方面啊，
就是你帮助你自己的哈。
So you help yourself.
因为很多的时候我们不这样做，你觉得实际上是对你自己 是一个伤害哈。
If you don't love your wife, it will become a hurt for yourself.
因为夫妻吵架是经常的，对不对
？Because we argue a lot.
那么我给人家做婚姻辅导的，常常跟他们讲一点，夫妻可以吵架。
So when I do marriage counseling, I say, you know, husband and wife can argue.
但是不可以动手。
But cannot, you know, raise your hand.
但是有人也难免会出现这样的事情哈。
But some people would get physical.
所以有一对年轻的夫妻呢，就有动手哈。
And some younger couple, you know, they get into fight.
当然也不是很严重，推推搡搡的，没有到暴力虐待的那个程度。
It wasn't that serious. It wasn't a domestic violence. You know, they were just pushing each other.
但是这个妻子的话，她就非常生气，你知道吗
？But the wife, you know, she would get very angry.
因为她刚刚来美国，她也不晓得，但她听人家说美国这个有这什么家暴的这个法律，对不对
？So this wife just arrived at states. You know, she heard people talk about the American has domestic violence laws.
所以呢，她就打电话报警。
So she called the police.
结果警察就来了。
So the police came.
问他们俩怎么回事啊
？So what happened?
两个人英文不好也讲不清楚哈。
And they couldn't talk well because the English wasn't good.
那警察就把那个丈夫给抓走，放到监狱里面去了。
So the police took the husband and put him in jail.
那他说这样挺好，我就怎么样？我教训教训他哈。
So the wife said, "Oh, this is good. You know, I'm going to give him a lesson."
结果呢？后来他才知道很麻烦了哈。
But then the wife found out it's going to be very difficult.
因为你这个抓进去注意要放出来的话不容易的嘞。
Because if someone is in prison and you want to release them, it's not that easy.
要交保释金呐、
You got to pay the bail.
还要去找律师啊。
You got to look for an attorney.
还要再去上法庭啊。
You got to appear at court.
然后他后来发现说，哦，这个东西可以能会留下一个记录的。
And then she also found out there will be a record.
如果有记录的话，他们将来要办移民的话，可能都会有问题啊。
If there's a record, so and then when we apply for immigration, there may be trouble.
事情完全没有那么简单的哈。
So it's not that simple.
所以我们如果说在夫妻这个相争的过程中，总想用一种方法去教训另外一方，其实受害的都是我们自己。
So if within a fight, you know, you want to use that to teach the other person a lesson.You will probably be the person who gets hurt. As well.
所以夫妻相争啊，没有赢家的哈。
So there's no winner in husband and wife argument.
所以丈夫要爱妻子。
So the husband should love the wife.
哎，用你的爱去激励妻子来顺服你。
Use your love to motivate your wife to submit to you.
所以你夫妻关系和谐的话，那么你这个家里才有平安的哈。
So if there's harmony with your relationship, then there is peace at home.
有的人就说哎呀什么爱不爱的有的时候我们就结婚已经几十年大家凑合过吧。
Some people say, oh, let's not talk about love. We've been married for 10 more than 10 years. Just get along with.
婚姻呢是神给我们的祝福哈。
But marriage is a blessing that God wants to give us.
我们要努力啊才成我们生活中的一个祝福哈。
We have to work hard to make it a blessing.
不然的话就成为一个诅咒了。
Otherwise, it will become a curse.
我也看过 这个我去家访啊，当然不是我们当中，我们夫妻关系都很好，大家哈。
Sometimes I do home visits. The story I'm going to tell, of course, is not among us.
有的夫妻关系不好，你进到那家里，你就感觉到这温度就不一样了哈。
Some poor relationship, when you enter the home, you can feel the temperature is kind of low.
你也觉得进到家里好像进了冰窖一样，那家里的哈。
As if you got into a freezer.
夫妻两个人就是啊，在冷战哈。
They have a cold war.
所以啊，那你怎么可以享受生活呢？
So when it's like that situation,
就没有办法可以享受神的给我们的祝福。
How can you enjoy life? How can you enjoy God's blessing?
所以呢，我们现在清楚了为什么丈夫要爱妻子，对不对？
So now we are clear about why should a husband love his wife.
我希望给我们弟兄们一些动力哈。
Now I want to give our brothers some motivation.
我们知道怎么样去我们下面再来学习怎么样去爱妻子。
Is how a husband can love his wife.
那到底做丈夫应该怎么样去爱妻子呢？
So how does a husband love his wife?
我们看这段经文讲到说，是怎么样的一个爱哈？
The Bible talks about the what kind of love.
所以圣经里讲到，就像怎么样基督爱教会一样。
Just like Christ loved the church.
第二十五节说，那么基督怎么样爱教？基督为教会舍己。
Verse 25 says, as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
所以我们讲到说爱妻子的话，就像基督爱教会一样。
So the way a husband should love his wife is following the example of how Christ loves his church.
所以丈夫要舍己，要牺牲。
So the husband needs to deny himself and to sacrifice.
很多时候我们定义这个丈夫这个好的标准是什么？你只要能够挣钱养家糊口就够了。
Sometimes we define a good husband as someone who can provide.
然后我们就觉得我已经完成任务了。
And the husband will feel, oh, I've done my job.
也不是这样子。
It's not so.
要我们什么呀？因为爱要为这个家要舍己要牺牲。
Because of love, you're willing to deny yourself, you're willing to sacrifice yourself.
其实一般也不需要你舍命了哈。
But actually, you know, you're not going to die.
也不会让你牺牲太多。
You're not going to sacrifice so much.
就是说你牺牲一点业余爱好而已哈。
Just to sacrifice a little of your relaxation time.
你知道做丈夫的到了家他都会什么，以前是看报纸哈。
Before the husband would read newspaper once they get home.
或者是看邮件哈。
Or read the mails.
现在这两个都没有什么可看的了哈。
But now we don't read paper or the mail.
后来以后就看电视哈。
We watch TV.
到家就看电视，然后现在电视要看的少了，很多人改了看什么？看手机。
Now we don't watch TV, we watch our iPhone.
但是如果你有时间的话，可以陪太太一起煮菜。
So if you have time, cook together with your wife.
Yeah.而是大家有一些沟通哈。
And then communicate with your wife.
你看现在这个新盖的房子有一个特点，你有没有注意到？
The newly built homes have one special feature.
以前老的房子是这个厨房跟这个吃饭的地方是分开的。
In the old homes, the kitchen is separated from the dining room.
这个 living room 跟 family room 全都是分开的。
然后这个客厅跟家庭间也是分开的。
现在呢，你看全部都打通了，对不对？
But now it's like open.
Yeah, 就希望太太如果在厨房里做饭的话，你在那边怎么也可以跟她讲话。
So when the wife is cooking, the husband can also talk to the wife.
所以这样就让我们做这个丈夫的能够多花一些时间来关心啊太太的需要。
So the husband can spend more time to care for the needs of the wife.
然后这个妻子呢，可能有很多不完美的地方哈。
Of course, the wife is not perfect.
那么不完美的地方呢，就希望有丈夫的爱就可以怎么样来掩盖了这个不完美的地方。
So the imperfection of the wife can be covered by the husband's love.
就像二十七节这里讲。
Verse 27 tells us.
二十七节就讲的基督就是这样来荣耀教会哈。
So Christ did this to glorify this church.
基督爱教会是因为教会可爱吗？是要因为教会完美吗？
Does Christ love the church because church is lovely and perfect?
不是的。
No.
但是因为基督的爱，就怎么样可以掩盖住教会的不完美。
Because Christ's love, he can cover the imperfection of the church.
大家明白这个意思，怎么掩盖吗？
Do you understand the word cover?
Yeah. 给大家举个例子吧。
Let me give an example.
比如说你娶了一个 娶的这位太太呢，正好她不大会烧菜哈。
For example, the wife you married may not be a good cook.
你可以去抱怨哈。
You can complain about it.
但是呢，你也可以去感恩。
But you can also be thankful.
你抱怨就说，你看别人的太太都会烧菜，你怎么不会烧呢
？So your complaint can be, oh, you see some so and so can cook so well. How come you can't cook?
你可以感恩说，哎呀，我以前一个人吃饭，现在有人给我煮饭。
But you can also be thankful, say, oh, before, you know, I was eating alone, now somebody is cooking for me.
至少有人陪你吃嘛，对不对
？And somebody is eating with you.
哎，你如果经常这样鼓励的话，说不定你太太水平越来越高呢。
So maybe by your encouragement, you know, your wife will raise her cooking skill.
我知道很多这个家庭主妇，他们在中国都不会煮菜的。
I know many, many housewives in China, you know, they don't cook at all.
哎，来了这里就发现啊，因为教会聚餐嘛，常常大家交流，结果大家烧菜的水平都越来越高。
But because the church's potlucks, you know, they all start cooking and then the cooking skill was raised.
这就是丈夫，你怎么样用你的爱，怎么样来掩盖妻子的不完美。
This is how a husband can cover the wife's imperfection with his love.
如果你丈夫常常是抱怨的话，不解决问题哈。
If a husband who complains a lot, it doesn't solve the problem.
所以有一对夫妻去看这个婚姻的辅导哈。
So there was a couple visiting a marriage counselor.
所以丈夫就跟这个辅导的说：“你不知道。”我那个妻子有多糟糕
？So the wife complained to the counselor, said, "Oh, you don't know how terrible my wife is."
这个做婚姻辅导的这个专家说，这有什么？我天天看这些人，好啊，没有什么对我来说是很奇怪或吃惊的。
So the marriage counselor was not surprised at all because you know they see this all the time.
那丈夫说啊，你不知道我那个太太她怎么样哈
？Oh, but husband said, "Oh, you don't know how my wife is like."
OK, 那好吧，那辅导说，那你回去就写吧。把你太太所有不好的地方都写出来，然后下次我们来一起来看看。
So he said, "Go home and write down every complaint. And last time, next time, let's take a look together."
哎，不说这位还真认真，回去真写的。
He was serious about it, and he wrote down every detail.
整整写了三页
，three pages.
他的太太有多么糟糕
？How terrible his wife was.
会下一次他去见辅导，他真的拿去了，告诉辅导，你看一条一条跟他讲。
So next time he took the three pages to the counselor and said, "Look at."
哎，这辅导拿起来看看这，啊，你这太太是真够糟糕的啊。
So the counselor looked at it and said, "Oh, wow, your wife was really terrible."
她是不是结婚之前就这样
？Was she like this before she got married?
当然不是。她要这样，我能跟她结婚吗
？So of course not. If she was like this, I would not marry her.
那证明说她是结婚之后才变成这样的了。
So you mean that she became like this after she got married?
Yeah, 她是跟你结婚之后才变成这样。
So after she got married to you, right?
所以说呢，我们做丈夫的不是控告妻子啊。
So as husbands, we shouldn't be the accuser of our wives.
应该怎么样？应该去包容跟接纳
啊。We should take them and accept them.
那第二个方面讲到，我做丈夫的怎么样去爱妻子？说你就像什么爱护自己的身子一样。
And the secondly, how does a husband love his wife? Is to love her as loving yourself.
我们不管对自己的身体有什么样的这个印象跟感觉啊
，No matter how we feel about our own body，
你只有一个身体，对不对
？You have only one body。
对，我也希望我长得高一点哈。
Sometimes I wish I'm taller。
哎，我小的时候就想很长得高哈。
When I was little, you know, I hope I was taller。
你知道我爸爸一米八
，My father is 180。
哎，我妈妈也高的。
And my mother is also very tall.
哎，我怎么发现我们家越生到了我，最后变成那么小。
So you know, after they give birth to me, you know, I become the smaller one.
但是他不长了也没有办法，看到个高的没办法跟人家换一个，对不对？
But you know, I cannot exchange myself with a taller person.
所以我们即使对自己的身体有什么，但是这是你自己的身体，只有一个，对不对
？But so even though I don't like my own physical appearance, you know, but this is my only body.
我们得想办法要保护他，他才能。为我们来工作哈。
So we also think of, we also always think of ways to protect ourselves so our body can function well.
所以妻子也是一样哈。
So it's the same with the wife.
这个妻子呢，别人的再好，她也不是你的哈。
So no matter how good other people's wives are, they're not yours.
所以我们在别人面前怎么样，要说自己妻子好。
So we should boast about wife in front of other people.
不要说妻子不好。
Don't say that my wife is no good.
别人的太太再好，其实娶回家都差不多的哈。
No matter how good other wives are, once you get them home, they become the same.
所以你要常常的夸奖太太哈。
So you should praise your wife a lot.
那你太太开心的话，你的日子才好过。
So when your wife is happy, then you have better days.
所以呢，其实做妻子照顾家里面，其实是付出很多的。
So, but actually, the wives take care of the homes. She, you know, she works a lot.
现在甚至很多的这个妻子要出去要工作，也要挣薪水。
And even a lot of wives have to have a career to earn a living.
所以呢，可以说是压力负担比以前要更多。
So the pressure and the burden is much more than before.
所以做丈夫的，如果真的能够花一些心思，能让妻子觉得开心，哈。我觉得是值得的。
So if a husband can be more considerate to make your wife happy, I think it's very worth it.
Yeah. 所以，
不是你们都很注意听的，你们今天的姐妹都好注意在听哦。
应该是弟兄在听的才对啊。Yeah 啊，我们以前认识一个朋友，一个美国人，他很好，他妻子是长期生病哈。
We have a friend, an American, a good friend, and his wife was always ill.
那种长期的生病，照顾非常的不容易。
It's very difficult to take care of a, you know, long-term patient.
每天要擦洗身子，要照顾他饮食起居哈。
So to clean her body, you know, and to take care of her food and you know, her.
而且整个家里面的事情都要这丈夫一个人来承担。
And all the house chores, the husband has to take care of it.
但是他这样做的时候，真的是从心里面发出的爱。
But he did everything out of love from his heart.
所以啊，给这妻子带来很多的安慰哈。
So.Bring a lot of comfort to his wife.
那也是一个很好的榜样哈。
So he was a very good example.
所以我们做基督徒的怎么样？一定要做一个什么好的丈夫哈。
So as Christians, the man need to be good husbands.
做一个好的榜样。
To be good examples.
因为我们应该比这个还没有认识神的人有更知道神的恩典。
Because we who know God has more grace from God.
我们更知道神的爱。
And we also know more of God's love.
所以接下来我就给弟兄们有三个建议，做丈夫的哈。
So lastly, I have three suggestions for the husbands.
你怎么样去爱妻子呢？
How do you love your wife?
最好有单独约会的时间。
First of all, to have a dating time with your wife.
Yeah. 怎么叫约会呢？
What is a date?
可能有人结婚时间久了已经忘了哈，结婚之前有约会。
Many of you may have forgotten after you have married for so long.
特别是我们华人的家庭，当有了小孩子之后，我们夫妻之间所有的注意力都抱到小孩子身上。
Especially among Chinese families, once your children are born, you know, all your focus are on your children.
然后夫妻之间的关系就慢慢慢慢的开始怎么样？开始冷淡下来了。
And then the relationship between husband and wife gradually becomes cold.
这在美国的文化他们就不是这样，他们就是夫妻之间怎么样，孩子很小他们也夫妻两个单独出去约会的。
But not so among the American culture. Even though their children are young, the American couples, they still date.
Yeah, 单独出去讲讲心里话。
So when they date, they can talk from their heart.
Yeah, 你心里的感受是怎么样？
And how they feel.
你灵里的需要是怎么样？
What is your spiritual need?
你以为你跟一个人结婚了很多年你就了解他了哈。
Sometimes we think that after we marry someone for so long that I understand them very well.
你要知道一个人的灵魂的深处就像那浩瀚的海洋一样。
But someone deep down in their spirit is like a great ocean.
深不可测的。
It's very deep and very hard to understand.
所以你如果有心去了解一个人的话。
So if you have a heart to understand a person.
所以我们英文常常讲叫 soul mate.
So the English, 我们说灵魂伴侣。
对，这样的话夫妻之间的感情是完全不一样。
So that will increase the relationship, the love between the husband and wife.
那第二个建议就是夫妻之间要有一些共同的爱好。
The second suggestion I have is to have the same hobby.
那么一般来说呢，妻子都喜欢逛商店的哈。
Generally speaking, the wives like to go shopping.
然后那个丈夫呢，一般你看逛商店的丈夫就坐在门口哈。
And most of the time, the husband would wait outside and sit on a chair.
然后那丈夫呢，很多都喜欢看那球赛，对不对
？And many husbands like to watch sports games.
Yeah, 他看球赛，哎呀，这太太说他看球赛那个精神要拿出来一半来看我，他就会知道。我今天买了一件新衣服哈。
So the wives would say, oh, if he can spend half the time that he used to watch the sports games, you know, he would notice that I had a new dress on.
我剪了头发他都看不出来。
So he doesn't even notice that I had a new haircut.
所以说呢，夫妻之间呢，要有一些共同的事情可以在一起做。
So husband and wife need to have the same hobby that they can do together.
Yeah, 我认识有一对夫妻，他们两个人喜欢一块建房子哈。
I know a couple that husband and wife love to build homes.
Yeah, 两个人没事就买一块地，然后就挖坑，然后怎么样建房子。
So they use all their spare time to buy a property and dig the holes and start building.
Yeah, 所以这也是个好的办法。那夫妻之间有一些共同可以一起做的事情。
So to have something that you can do together.
对我们的感情是非常重要的。
Are important to increase the love between.
那最后一点的建议就是什么呢？
My last suggestion is.
就是固定跟妻子一起祷告。
Is to pray with your wife regularly.
我发现很多基督徒的夫妻很少操练这一个。
I found that many Christian couples don't practice praying together.
一起祷告就是我们灵里面的交通。
So to pray together is to communicate with each other spiritually.
就像我刚才讲的那个是最高层次的那个夫妻之间在灵里面的相交。
So the highest level of love is to communicate spiritually.
而且这个时候是神的灵跟我们在一起。
And then when we pray, God's spirit is with us.
所以夫妻在一起读经一起祷告对彼此之间的关系的影响是非常非常大的。
So to read the Bible and to pray together as a husband and wife will greatly increase your love between each other.
我今天讲了三点建议，我们下面就来问问这弟兄们，都记得我讲的哪三点建议吗？
So I just gave you three suggestions. Now I want to ask you the brothers.
我们做丈夫的第一点是什么？
What's the first suggestion?
第一点要有时间，对不对？要有约会哈，跟太太约会。
To date.
对。那第二点是什么？
Second,
要有爱好，对吧？
To have the same hobby.
第三个呢？
And thirdly,
一起祷告。
To pray together.
我们希望大家都回去认真的操练，按着神的话去做的人是什么？有福的。
So I hope that you can practice this when you get home. Those people who do God's word are the people who are blessed.
那我们今天结束啊，这个信息啊，叫丈夫爱妻子的时候，我们有会有一首回应诗歌。
So as we conclude this message, we have a responsive song.
那这首回应诗歌呢，它的名字叫盟约哈。
And this response song is called the Covenant.
它是讲到在圣经里面神怎么样的爱我们。
It talks about in the Bible how God loves us.
它里面所有的歌词都是从圣经里面的经文中跳出来的。
And all the lyrics comes from Bible.
是从不同的书卷。
From different Bible books.
当我们来回想神怎么样爱我们的时候。
So when we recall how God loves us.
希望这种爱可以激励我们怎么样去爱我们的配偶。
I hope this godly kind of love can motivate us to know how to love our spouse.
那怎么这样在我们的家庭生活中能够活出耶稣基督的样式。
And how we can live out the Christ image in our family.
能有神的祝福。
And to have God's blessing.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
愿主你祝福我们当中所有的家庭。
May you bless all the families among us.
愿我们学习怎么样彼此的相爱。
That we can learn how to love each other.
特别是做丈夫的，我们怎么样
？Especially for husbands.
爱我们的妻子。
How they should love their wives.
就像基督怎么样爱教会，爱我们一样。
As Christ loved the church.
让我们真正的体会神你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
That we may truly experience how high, how deep, how wide, and how long is your love.
也让我们的生命中可以涌泉出这样的爱。
And that our life can flow out this kind of love.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
愿主你祝福你的话语。
May you bless your own word.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.